My husband didn't use very good language, I don't imagine, but wondering why would he put him out.
Yeah.
He says, well, I had no idea of putting you out.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you can stay here as long as you want to. But he says, now, it's under my control.
Mm-hmm.
But we had already bought a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I found a lot out on Myrtle Avenue, right close into town.
Mm-hmm.
And he stayed there until he died.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when the zoo was downtown?
Mm-hmm. It was right over here somewhere.
What, did you ever go to it at that time?
Oh, yes.
What was it like then?
Well, it wasn't like the zoos this day and time. They had a few birds, you know, and different kinds of animals, but not like we have now.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the treaty oak, they call it,
mm-hmm.
and that sits over on the left-hand side of Hendricks Avenue going down to the river.
Mm-hmm.
And Jacksonville was a very small city.
Mm-hmm.
50 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
You just can't imagine. Not, even without taking in all the county, it would be a big city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is really big. Yeah, the city, I can't imagine how this, I know that the population around 1900 was about 28,000. And it was incredible. To grow from 28,000 to a half a million.
Well, right, because they taken in the county seat.
Mm-hmm.
See, that was one, it was never set out publicly.
Mm-hmm.
But when they were going to get the Negroes
mm-hmm.
and everything,
mm-hmm.
so then they decided the Negroes would have a vote. They lived in town,
mm-hmm.
and the white people went out in subdivisions,
mm-hmm.
and so they began moving out in the subdivisions.
Mm-hmm. So they expanded the city
yes.
to cover all the
subdivisions. Uh-huh. And so white people would get the vote.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember very much about the area around the St. John's River with the boats and things like that? What kinds of boats?
Well, there was a boat that plied from Green Cove Springs, that's about 40 or 50 miles down the river,
mm-hmm.
to Jacksonville every day.
Mm-hmm.
They came and they left Green Cove Springs in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and they stopped at Plummer's Cove and Mandarin and picked
mm-hmm.
the passengers or whatever we wanted to bring.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went on to Jacksonville, and 2 o'clock they started home.
Mm-hmm.
And made them some stops home.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only way they had of getting down the river anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And across a bridge, we had to go on a ferry.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember how it was here during the war, the Second World War?
There was no excitement here because, of course, our boys went to service.
Mm-hmm.
And we did lose one boy from out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But we felt very lucky because we had so many out of the few, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my son had just graduated from high school.
Mm-hmm.
So he was out playing ball with a crowd of boys because you couldn't get a job.
Yeah.
And so he came in one day and he says, Mother, then George told me that